Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
Joining me live in the studio is the one and only Nick Wolf from the Wolf Brothers. How you doing, buddy?
Mate, I'm doing well. So good to be back here chatting to you. Been a while.
It certainly has, and it's great to see you, mate. And look, tell me, it must have been so hard for you and Tom and you know, the rest of the gang, because as we were speaking about off air, your gigs, you know, a moneymaker for you. That just stopped.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. We were set to have a massive year. At the start of the year, we signed a big international deal with BMG, Broken Bow, in the States. And it was going to be the year I'm meant to be in Canada right now, touring about the place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, March, everything changed in one day, it seemed like. We're over in Melbourne doing gigs, and then the conversation turned from, gee, this COVID thing's a bit of a worry, to then all our gigs for the rest of the year were cancelled by that the time we went on stage that night. So, yeah, been an interesting year, but great to finally see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel now, and starting to do a couple of shows in, you know, a COVID-safe format. Not quite what we usually do, but good to be getting back into it nonetheless.
Yeah, for sure, and we'll talk about those in a second. With the you know, the signing of the big record deal overseas, and as you said, you know, touring and all that sort of thing. So are you still planning to, when you can, get over there and do all that? It's just been put on the back burner until such a time?
I mean, like, we're still amazed that we're signed with that label and everything that all happened. Yeah, we can't really use it to our full advantage right at the moment until all the travel thing gets back to somewhat normal. But look, I'm sure it'll all happen eventually. So for now, we're just doing what we can.
Right, for the last few months, look, I know you guys don't sit on your hands and wait around. Tom, you know, he's been working down there on the Berry Farm. By the way, he hangs a lot of, you know what, on you, because he reckons he does all the work. You're never down there helping him.
Well, that's right, you know. But, you know, someone's got to come up with the artistic side of things, don't they?
You know? So what about songwriting, things like that? I gather, as I was hinting, you don't sit on your hands and do nothing. So you've been busy songwriting?
Yeah, well, the cool thing about everyone being moved to online is it's forced a lot of the guys who we co-write with in the States, who ordinarily we'd have to go over there and write with, it's forced them to write online with us. So we've been able to secure some really good writes. We've written a bunch more songs during the lockdown, and actually extended the album we've got planned from about 9 or 10 songs to end up looking like 18, 19 songs now. So might be like a double album sort of thing. But
wow, okay.
So look, it hasn't all been bad. And we put out No Breaks during the lockdown as well. And that was really successful for us. Ended up being, I think, 8 weeks at number one. So despite everything that's gone on, there's been some positives as well. So can't complain too much.
No.
So all been great.
And congratulations on No Breaks, because, yeah, it was like your 15th number one song or something.
Yeah, that was 14th, I think it might have been.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah. No, it's all very good stuff. We're very grateful.
Yeah, that's the amazing success. Whatever you guys touch seems to turn to gold, and touch wood, that does continue.
Touch wood, mate.
You know,
touch wood.
When you come out of the other side of this horrible pandemic. But as you said, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Speaking about that, St. John's Church on Saturday night. Now, Joe and I and a bunch of other people are coming to your 7:30 show, but that's sold out.
It is.
But what about the 5? So you've created another gig for 5.
Yeah, that was really popular, the 7:30. So we put on another show, same day, Saturday at 5 p.m. It's all ages, and that one's selling really well too. So be a great way to kick off a Saturday night, come and hear some music in a great sounding space there. That's going to be an acoustic show. We're going to be playing stuff from the very start of our EP, the first thing we ever put out, right through to No Breaks, and even a few that aren't even out yet. So, yeah, really cool. Tom and I, we've got Brode on guitar, and we're joined with Scotty Target on keys. So a little different ensemble, and it's going to sound really nice in there, I reckon.
Unreal, because you did something similar down south, didn't you?
We did,
What was the response like down there?
Oh, really good, yeah, and we just enjoyed it so much, having not, you know, like usually our week is, you know, fly out Wednesday, come back Monday and play, you know, four times in between, and we haven't been able to do that for months and months and months. So we've got a lot of got a lot of music built up here that we need to get out. So,
and no excuses. The vocal cords have certainly had a rest.
They've had a bit of a rest. Yeah, actually, well, after those gigs, my fingers were just caning, and I haven't had sore fingers from playing guitar since I reckon high school. So, you know, it's not like we haven't been playing, but you know, you're not putting in the hours as you would in gigs. So, not. But I think after, you know, we've got the one down south. To get the rust out, so now we can do the good show up here. You know?
As you should, in your hometown.
That's right.
I'm rubbing that in because Tom might be listening, streaming us, which he probably would because he knows how much you hang rubbish on him too.
That's right.
But you are at the top end of the, you know,
well,
the best place.
Well, yeah, cream rises to the top.
That's exactly right. All right, now, if people want to grab tickets for the 5 o'clock show, what's the best place to do it?
Sure. So check out austix.com.au, I think it is, or thewolfbrothers.com. All the details are on there. On our socials too, Facebook and all that stuff. You'll be able to find it there somewhere. So,
all right.
Yeah.
No, it's fantastic. Great to see you. And by the way, thanks to Nick and Tom's generosity, even though they have been struggling to obviously get some money in, they are giving away 2 double passes right now to the show.
Yeah.
To the 5 o'clock show on Saturday. So if you want to go along to the 5 o'clock show at St. John's Church this Saturday, see the Wolf Brothers, like you've never seen them before, hear new stuff, all that sort of thing, and trust me, they are superb live. They're great. You won't be disappointed. Call us now, the first two callers through on 1300 89 3893, and you'll get a double pass to go along and check them out for the 5 o'clock show. Remember that, the 7:31 sold out. I bought all those. But look, thanks for coming in, mate. Great to see you.
No, thank you so much for always supporting us, mate. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, you know that. And I look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday night as well.
You too, mate. Look forward to it.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.